Ready? Here it comes.
Join us now, ladies and gentlemen, as we welcome to the program the one and only, Nicole Spag. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I'm pretty sure there's more than one of me out there.
Are there a couple of Nicole Spags? I've never known
really?
Any
more
other
than
Nicole
one,
Spags.
More than one Nicole Spagnuolo?
I think she plays tennis.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, something, yeah.
Let's look it up.
You know, Google
works. No, that's Nicole Spagnolikov. That's close, but not...
Close, but exactly. Let's see. You're the first person I see... And I don't see anything else.
Maybe it was my maiden name, Nicole Pitts. Oh. She was a tennis star.
Oh, Pitts. Yeah. That's right.
That could be.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. It says Nicole Pitts tennis. There she is. Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah.
She's the tennis whisperer.
That's right.
It's kind of weird, right? When you find somebody. Well, not for you, Sky. It's pretty.
No, my name sucks,
dude.
You
can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Scott Johnson.
I hate it. I tell my mom and dad, or my mom every time I see her, it's like, Mom. What were you guys thinking? Why did you go so common?
Well, we didn't know. We just liked the sound of it when we heard it.
That's the best
I've started.
You can do.
Speaking of names, I just recently joined Ancestry.com. Mm. What a wild experience.
Isn't that fun? Genealogy is a blast.
I just got in touch with a cousin of mine I haven't seen since I was like 4.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I found out that I'm related to both Eli Whitney, who invented the cotton gin and is largely responsible for accelerating slavery in this country, and mm-hmm. I'm related to Abraham Lincoln, who is largely responsible for ending slavery in this
Whoa.
Country.
I think I remember you saying that. Yeah.
How do you find that out? Of those two roads.
I found it through a bunch of genealogy stuff.
Just genealogy?
Genealogy, yeah. What'd you say?
I thought it was genealogy.
No, it's Jenny. What's is it the same? I don't know. Is there a difference?
Slim genealogy.
I thought it was always genealogy. No?
Genealogy.
Is it genealogy?
Yeah.
I have always said genealogy, which is the study of Jenny. She's fantastic. So
I got her number from bathroom wall, too.
Yeah. Let's see.
Sorry, my throat is wrecked.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be real loud in those.
What did
those...
you do? Talking or something this last weekend? Did you do something? I don't know.
The air was dry because of all. So I, you know, for those that don't know, I was at Dragon Con working the podcasting track for 4 days straight.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, freaking Justin could not have said nicer things about how hard you worked.
Aww.
He was like, you should have seen her and Brian slave to make all that work. And he seemed to be just
so
nonplussed.
Honestly, Saturday was the day that I was kind of freaking out. So.
Yeah, yeah. But it all worked out. Everything worked
out.
Yeah, it did. Well.
It did. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I've heard nothing but high praise of everything you guys did. So it's a nice job. Well, Nicole is
you there.
She, I know. Well, everyone complains that I'm not any place all the time. So what are you going to do? Anyway, hey, so let's look at it this way. Let's look at life from this angle. And that is from the angle of Nicole coming on Wednesdays and talking about cool things that are streaming. Now, I know you haven't had a ton of time to watch a lot of things, but you're
now... Well, I had some planned for last week.
Yeah.
So someone on Twitter, and I'm so sorry, your tweet has been buried, had asked me to focus on animation.
Oh.
So I'd gotten together some animated TV shows.
Oh, awesome. I love this idea.
Yeah.
Lay it on us. What is streaming and why should we want to watch it?
Well, and it's kind of fitting because one of the sessions that we did during Dragon Con was a session called Dad's Garage Radio. And they're a local to Atlanta improv group. So they do a podcast and it features three voice actors from animation that you will know and love. I mean, it's a given. I've talked praises about Archer a number of times. You can watch that streaming. It's been a past recommendal. But you can watch that on Amazon Prime and Netflix. And if you haven't watched Archer, you really need those first three seasons are just, well, actually four. So there's the fifth one is out right now. So that's when it kind of got a little different. And I've been told I need to finish it, season 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to finish it.
Because I know you had you hit a bump there.
Yeah, I hit a little bump. Mm-hmm. But I've been told that it gets really good kind of midway point on season 5. So I'm going to finish it.
All right.
And so Lucky Yates, who's the voice of Dr. Krieger, and Amber Nash, who's the voice of Pam Poovey, the HR representative, are two of the people on Dad's Garage Radio.
Yep.
So, they were there. I kind of fangirled out. And then another person, Mike Schatz, I believe, S-C-H-A. I hope I'm pronouncing that name.
If it is, if that's how it's pronounced, that's rad.
So,
Mike Schatz.
Really nice guy.
I'm sure he took Mike no crap in awesome. High school. Yeah, no one ever teased him.
He was the voice of my recommendation, which is Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It's streaming on Netflix. He was the voice of Emery, which is one of the little the digital pixelated guys, the aliens.
The Moony, what are they called? The Moon Knights?
Yeah. So he was the voice of Emery.
Huh.
I love Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I don't think it's on anymore. Only the first two seasons are streaming on Netflix. It's just, I was looking for cosplay at Dragon Con. I thought, oh, somebody's going to have to dress up, you know, because it's an iconic kind of cartoon and stupid and, you know, crude. And
sure.
Did either of you watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Never saw it.
I did, a lot.
After all the hubbub in Boston with the, you know, the LED displays that people put up after like 2 months after 9/11 or something.
Oh, I forgot about that.
All that controversy. Yeah.
Totally forgot about that. No, I used to watch it pretty consistently when I still had cable. That was one of the things I would catch all the time. Mm-hmm. Not so much since, and they haven't really streamed much of it anywhere that I was, you know, that was easily in front of me. Mm-hmm. And would make
me
go.
Yeah, I had to dig for it. I didn't realize it was on Netflix.
Yeah, I had no idea. So, and I wonder how recent that is, but I loved it at the time. I thought it was great.
Funny show.
I don't like the voice of the meatball. I never could get around his voice.
Meatwad.
Yeah, Meatwad. I don't like his voice, but I do like the French fry dude and the shake. Yeah.
The hovering French fry.
Master Shake. There's one episode. I don't know what season it's from, but he gets plastic surgery, and that episode is so damn funny. It's so hilarious.
Yeah.
Gets his chin and his cheeks, whatever.
He's awesome. Anyway. He's awesome. He's one of the greatest characters ever. That show is really funny. If people are,
it is.
You want to laugh hard, there's a good time to laugh.
And they're quick episodes.
Yeah.
So.
And it's all in, it's those same dudes. It's that same group who kept spinning off originally from mainly Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
And then they just started doing all kinds of other stuff, and which eventually led to Archer. It's the same freaking team. Mm-hmm.
The voice of Space Ghost was at Dragon Con.
Oh, he was. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah.
George, what's his name?
Martin. Like it's no.
George R.R. Space
I'm
Ghost.
I'm sure the chat room will.
George R.R. Space Ghost. Wasting his time at a comedy could be finishing his book. Anyway, that's a good recommendation.
So, yeah.
In fact, now that I know it's there, because I had no idea, I will watch all that.
Yeah. So be sure. To check out Dad's Garage Radio, too. Really funny. I mean, they're so funny. And we recorded their session at Dragon Con. So I think Todd has them all up on alphageekradio.com if you've missed any of the recordings. So
yeah.
We had a serious, like, seriously, Todd is the man. James Acuzad is the man. They recorded everything and got everything up. So even if you weren't able to attend the podcasting track, it almost felt like you were there.
Yeah, those guys are time lords. Every time Todd does anything, I'm just like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how he even pulls it off, but he's the
so
man.
So awesome.
AlphaGeekRadio.com.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So yeah.
Third choice.
So really kind of Archer and Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I kind of merged them together because of Dad's Garage.
Sure.
I don't know if you... I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to listen lately. Have you talked about BoJack Horseman yet?
A little bit with Daryl.
A little, yeah.
He tried that. He tried it, and it didn't take.
Okay. I just want to say, it's funny. You got to get past episode one. Episode one is the intro episode. But episode two hooked me. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So what the premise is, Will Arnett is the voice of BoJack Horseman, who's a washed-up actor who used to be on a comedy sitcom in the 80s called Horsin' Around. And it's this world that they create where humans and horse or animal people, it's just normal. And like there's some real weird like bestiality, I guess.
Whoa. Happening. Is there? Really?
Well, I mean,
I guess he's kind of a horse man.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And it's just kind of wrong and funny and raunchy and just it's just ridiculous. And at first I was probably coming where Daryl was. I'm like, eh. But then the second episode, Patton Oswalt voices, he actually voices a number of different characters. I think he's just kind of like, okay, whatever character you need, I'll voice for you. Because he plays a different character in the first episode. And then the second one, he plays, I can't remember his name, but he's a Navy SEAL SEAL. He's an actual SEAL who's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, I get it.
And yeah.
I like how you're like, yeah.
I'm trying to explain it.
No, this is good. I'm enjoying this. This is the best synopsis I've heard of anything ever.
But it's so funny and ridiculous, and he's and BoJack Horseman's trying to have a comeback, and it's yeah, his agent's a cat, and the girl trying to the girl helping him with his book is dating a dog named Mr. Peanut Butter. Stupid. I love it. It's yeah. So funny.
All right. I'm glad to hear this because I think you and I share similar taste in the animated adulty humory things. And yeah. So I'm good. I haven't tried it yet.
It's worth
it. Get to episode two.
Don't ever ask Daryl about any animation stuff because he'll steer you wrong. He doesn't know. What does he know? You don't know, Daryl. You don't know. I'm trying to get him all riled up on Twitter.
I know.
Let's see if it works. Well,
that was the picture that we took. So Kim and I cosplayed as Tina and Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers at Dragon Con.
Yeah, that was awesome. And the best part of that was Tom's glance over at you guys is the funniest thing about that photo. So good.
He's like, what are they doing?
That's so good.
It's so funny.
So you recommend it. BoJack Horseman on the list. Wow.
Yes, BoJack Horseman is on the list.
An original Netflix series, everybody. Go check it out.
On Netflix.
Yeah. Well, anything, I mean, other than, I know we're trying to get a final score in tonight, but anything else going on in your world while you're recovering and trying to get stuff, you know, back on normal schedule?
Oh, I'm done?
Yeah. Well, I don't really got more.
I was going to give you one more.
Oh, I thought you gave us three. Oh, because you looped the other two together. Right, sorry, my bad. Oh, my no. I remember three, and then I'm an idiot. Keep going.
All right. So the final one is a show that I think a lot of people overlook, but I really, really enjoyed it when it was on, and I was kind of bummed when it was canceled. It's on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's on Amazon. I have to double check. I'll put it in the recommendals show notes. It's a Cleveland Show.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed the Cleveland Show.
I like it, too.
Earlier seasons.
I've never not liked it. I think it's been, as the spinoffs have gone, or at least other projects have gone, I like it better than American Dad. I think American Dad's okay, but I think this is better. Hello?
What? Hello?
Hello, Nicole?
Did she disappear?
Did we lose you? Hello? She went froze. Oh, now she's moving.
Maybe how am I moving?
Nope, you're back.
There we go.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything.
You cut out for a sec. That was weird.
Oh, weird. Yeah. So yeah, I was just saying, Cleveland Show. I love it. It's a funny show, and I think a lot of people kind of were like, "Oh, it's a spinoff," and didn't really, watch it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I like that it has a whole different tone to it, and even though the character's familiar, it's got this. It's this great throwback to like 227 and that era of like. Hey, we've got African-American family-based sitcoms on our network, and it's all urban, and you know they're totally riffing on that, and it's great. It's really well done.
Yeah. Did you watch The Cleveland Show, Brian?
I did a little bit. I started with American Dad, Cleveland Show. Neither one of them I felt had the same the grab to me.
Mojo?
The same mojo as Family Guy, so I kind of gave up on them, but...
I actually think I prefer it to Family Guy now.
Really?
I know I'm in the minority. Cleveland Show. Or Family Guy just kind of, I don't know, I feel like we're running our course a little bit.
Like I think that's why I really gravitated towards the Cleveland Show, because I was kind of, burnt out of Family Guy, and I thought this was a fun kind of sidestep to it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That is three, right? I counted them right.
Yes, that is three.
Okay,
but before we let her go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you checked out any of the Amazon Prime pilots for this season?
You know what? I haven't had a chance. I saw a few of them caught my eye. Are there any that are jumping out to you?
There were a couple that I thought you would like. As a fan of the Goldbergs, there's one called Red Oaks that's produced by Steven Soderbergh and has Paul Reiser and Richard Kind, the guy who spit on Scott Johnson.
Isn't no, that, he did. Yeah, he did. He spit on me at a live performance at Second City in Chicago, and the guy totally spit on me. Not on purpose, but I just caught wind of it.
Right.
Yeah. He's awesome. I love Richard Kind. He's great.
And Jennifer Grey, and I mean, it's really good.
Paul Reiser,
and it's like a combo of Goldberg's meets Caddyshack and Porky's.
Oh, I got to watch this then.
Because there's a little bit of nudity, and it. You know what? It's to me, it even seemed gratuitous. But that said, the rest of the show, really, really funny, really, really good. And then I watched another one called Cosmopolitan, which was pretty good. These are what I watched at 4:30 in the morning. So maybe that, you know, there's there's something to be said for the time of day you watch these. But Cosmopolitan is about a bunch of Americans who moved to Paris, and that one's got potential.
Chloe Sevigny
is in the first episode. Yep. There's only one episode, but she's listed as special guest star. So I don't think she's going to be permanent. I didn't recognize anybody else in that one. And then the third one was Really with Sarah Chalk and Selma Blair is in that one.
I like Selma Blair.
Jay Chandrahar, I think he was a writer for Simpsons, maybe. I can't remember. I know I've seen his name somewhere, but that one's not too bad either. But boy, I mean, at least with the first and third one, Red Oaks and Really, they definitely are trying to go the way of Netflix and HBO and say, you like your sitcom? We'll just do the sitcom and we'll throw some boobs in there to go along with it.
Oh, wow. Well,
they had the one I watched was Transparent. Did you see this one?
Oh, no.
It is kind of a, it's a really dysfunctional family, and it's kind of their life, I guess. I mean, it's just, it was interesting. I thought it could get a little depressing at times, but the problem I have with these shows though is, are they guaranteed to pick up? Am I getting invested in a show that I don't know is going to be?
You could be, but you also have the ability to help make it happen, because at the end of each show, they point you to a link where you can actually go and cast your vote for which ones get made.
And it looks like Transparent did get picked up. New episodes are coming on September 26th.
Oh, cool. There you go.
There you go. Thanks for that.
Was that a pilot from? Yeah, there you go. Was that a pilot from 2013? Transparent.
It was a pilot from this year, but it was earlier. It was. Gotcha. They've done this Amazon pilot season a few times, I think.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. Yeah. No. Those. I'd at least recommend for sure Red Oaks because I think it's really well written. It's really funny, and Paul Reiser is almost unrecognizable these days.
Huh.
But
sorry, Scott, we took over your show.
That's all right.
We
did, yes. Continue on.
hijack the mentals.
I'm kind of glad just to hear that they, because their first rollout sucked.
They really did.
Over there. Yeah. And it's nice to hear that maybe that's getting bumped up. To me, it sounds like most things Amazon puts out that they're not used to doing. Some of their early hardware sucked. Some of their, you know, the first Kindle I thought was atrocious. I know it made a lot of people buy it, but I think it was kind of junk. And I think their tablets were junk the first time around. This new phone is kind of terrible, but they usually kind of get it right the second or third time. So
nice
to hear.
Yeah,
that's good.
And these are definitely worth checking out. And I'd say if you like Red Oaks, give Cosmopolitan a try. I think it feels like a smart, like if you could say a smart version of How I Met Your Mother or Friends.
I put all three in my watch list.
In your watch list. There you go.
Try out Transparent. Tell me what you
think. I will. I will totally try that out.
It has the guy from Arrested Development, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
The
George Bluth Sr.
George Bluth Sr. Yeah,
yeah.
The voice, cool. The voice of something I just watched yesterday. What was it? Bob's Burgers. He's the host of the cruise ship. With the weird rodent dog that poops all the time. What was the? I can't remember that episode. But it's where Bob doesn't trust him the whole time, and Linda just can't wait to go on the cruise. I know you've seen it.
All right,
Bobby. And that cruise guy, or the cruise ship captain, is George Bluth. It's great.
Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah,
yeah, he's right. Good.
Very good.
It's also in this SpongeBob movie. Anyway, all right. There you go. Great recommendations all around.
Cool.
You want a Quizzler?
Give me a Quizzler. Stick it in. What? No, sorry. Go for it.
Can't let it drop. I hit the button and it went a little bit.
Oh,
that's you ready?
Yep, ready.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes people outgrow one another. It's very sad, but you can't let it drag you down. That you? Or the snake?
What the hell? Can we get that one more time? Because the guy sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Oh.
Hokkaido song.
Funked.
Sometimes people outgrow one another. It's very sad. You can't let it drag you down.
That's you. Or the snake.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Boy, what is it?
That's Agent Coulson. And I think
it's Clark Gregg.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the Marvel movies that isn't coming to my brain right now. Am I close?
No.
Oh, no. Well, then forget it then.
Brian, the chat room got it a while back.
The chat room got it?
Yeah, chat room got it. It's Wayne's World.
Oh, wow. Wayne's World. Who was that talking? Was that Wayne?
Rob Lowe? No.
It was Rob Lowe.
Was it Rob Lowe? Okay. Wow.
Rob Lowe and Agent Coulson have the same voice. I'm just putting it out there. That's funny. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, Wayne's World. I saw it a couple of weeks ago.
Luminous Llama got it first. So.
Well, that's what llamas who glow in the dark do. Fantastic. I always enjoy these. Yay. Nicole, it's great to have you on. I'll talk to you later, and we'll do this again next week. What do you say?
All right. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.